Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Governor Charlie Baker has come up with Plan B after his first Northern Pass proposal to bring hydroelectric power from Canada to Massachusetts hit a snag in New Hampshire. The Baker administration is now looking to Maine, hoping that state will allow construction of almost 150 miles of high-voltage transmission lines to deliver hydropower here. Well, joining us to talk about Plan B is WBUR senior Bostonomics reporter Bruce Gellerman. Hi there, Bruce.
Hi, Deb.
So for those who haven't been exactly following this Northern Pass story, bring us up to speed. Why did we need Plan B?
Well, Plan A flopped.
Okay.
Big time. It's been a huge embarrassment for the Baker administration and the electric utilities here. 2 years ago, the governor signed legislation to bring a lot of new clean energy to the state, about equal to 1.5 Pilgrim power plants. That's equal to about 17% of the total usage in the state.
And if I remember correctly, the state had to do something or it wouldn't make its climate change goals, right?
Yeah, that's right. So a request went out for clean energy proposals, and more than 40 projects, including solar, wind, and storage, as well as hydro, were received. And then at the end of last January, the selection team made up of the state's electric utility companies chose a project called Northern Pass. It was a $1.6 billion plan by Eversource to bring hydroelectricity from Quebec to Massachusetts.
But it had to go through New Hampshire.
Exactly. Eversource spent $250 million developing the Northern Pass project. It even agreed to bury part of the high-voltage wires under the White Mountain National Forest. But what they didn't expect, Deb, was that the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Commission, seven people, would vote unanimously against the plan. Eversource was shocked and outraged. In fact, those are its words to describe what happened when they heard that it was rejected. And that was because local opposition was so intense that 30 towns that the plan was supposed to go through dug in their heels. And it's really hard to believe that Northern Pass topped the list of the selectors here in Massachusetts. Hmm.
So no permits from New Hampshire, no project. Bye-bye, Plan A.
That's right. Massachusetts officials went scrambling. Late last Friday, they came up with Plan B. And they gave Eversource a month to set things right and secure long-term contracts for electricity worth billions of dollars, or call it quits. And then they announced Plan B, which is their second favorite project.
And that brings hydroelectricity from Quebec, but it passes through Maine.
Right. Still hydro. It's called the New England Clean Energy Connect Project. Avangrid and Central Maine Power are developing it, and it costs a lot less. That's, $950 million compared to $1.6 for the Northern Pass. But it's going to take a lot longer to build, Deb. Northern Pass was supposed to be up and running by the end of 2020.
And the main project, Plan B?
2022.
And what about opposition and preparing for Maine opposition? Maybe better than they prepared for the New Hampshire opposition.
Well, they've been preparing. The project still needs some permits, but Maine's Governor LePage met with Massachusetts representatives last week and seems to have convinced them that the State House in Maine was on board. But that's not to say there isn't opposition to the project. Many environmentalists are angry because the Maine project also doesn't include wind or solar. We spoke to Dylan Voorhees. He's with the National Resources Council of Maine. It's the largest environmental organization in the state.
Any enormous infrastructure project that cuts through the North Woods of Maine, 50 miles through pretty remote areas of brand new transmission corridor, is going to raise significant concerns. So our position is generally opposed at this point.
But Deb, the corridor for a new transmission line from Canada through an existing line in Lewiston, Maine, is owned by Central Maine Power, and it's mostly built out. So Bradley Campbell, who's the head of the Conservation Law Foundation, which was fiercely against the Northern Pass project through New Hampshire, is sort of pleased with this project.
From our review of the project, we see that it's primarily in existing right-of-way, does not have significant community opposition, and has, from our perspective, fewer environmental impacts on key scenic areas.
So one of the things that the Maine project has going for it is that Massachusetts ratepayers have already paid for a big part of the upgrade to Central Maine's power line. So the argument is, why not take advantage of that existing investment?
Okay, so let's just recap. Northern Pass through New Hampshire.
Dead in the water. but it has a month lifeline to see if it can get its act together by the end of March. But I am very doubtful.
Okay, and then in Maine, New England Clean Energy Connect.
Well, the project has to get the good to go and get all its permits by the end of March, too, and then submit its deal to the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities. But that's when things could get really interesting. Attorney General Maura Healey has been very outspoken about the lack of transparency throughout the whole selection process. And as the state's consumer advocate, she has a lot of power before the DPU.
All right. Bruce Gellerman, senior reporter with WBUR's Bostonomics team. Bruce, thanks for being with us.
You bet, Deb.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.